I don't think that you do music full time, but you know, I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
Well, then what do you do when you're not making or performing music, either individually or with the Hot Soup Trio?
You know, I love that you asked that question because I had answered that differently earlier in our conversation. And now I know really what I want to say, and that is I love music and I also love art. I love images and color, though, again, I haven't been doing a lot of it recently. A passion of mine, and in a similar kind of mystical fashion of like, how in the world does a song get created? I love to sit with watercolor and do abstracts. They're gestural kind of abstracts, and that I think I will take a razor blade. This is one of the little techniques that I adore. Take a razor blade and draw the watercolor into a bead onto the razor blade edge, and then take that blade and swish it across the paper in an interesting, scoopy, swirly way, and make this dragged shape, you know, across the page with frayed and rugged edges. And sometimes the color won't be a pure color. You'll mix it with other things, so there'll be sort of this swirly possibility of blues and greens together. And then I make a few of those on the page or mark it like a printing with the razor blade. And each print will be a little different but related to the last one as the beads shift and change on the page. And then I look at those gestures on the page and I think about how do I interrelate these seemingly unrelated marks? How will I connect them with color and line that I just draw freely with the paintbrush? I think of it as a kind of an inner, like a psychological work of integrating myself, of sort of identifying these places within myself, these which are these gestural marks, and then finding a way to harmonize them and make them flow together. It's a kind of meditative process, though there will be a moment where I will suddenly judge what I'm doing and think, oh no, this is awful. But then, you know, I press on and somehow it often will work. It's a great kind of discovery because I don't really know what I'm going to come up with. So it just appears before me. And I think I like that kind of mystery of it all, that surprise of not knowing what I'm doing and finding out that I did something that's beautiful to me.
Do you do this in public as well as privately?
I know. I have done it with a friend now and then, a couple of friends I've shown the technique, trying to share with them this way of playing. And I have to admit, nobody's kind of taken to it quite the way I have. It seems to be a language I know how to do, but maybe I just haven't done it enough with other people. But no, it's mostly something I do alone.
And do you do this uniquely for the experience you have, you know, personally while creating this form of art? Or is it, I mean, maybe the walls of your house are coated with these songs that you've sung in color.
That's it. It does feel very musical and related somehow to the song. I do have some of these paintings up, and I love them. And I have sold a couple, and mostly to people I know, because I kind of want to keep them in the family. And, of course, now the digital world is far more easy to keep an image of something. There's been a couple of times where I did take a photograph of one of these paintings, because often I would work pretty small. In much of my life, I seem to live in small spaces, and I noticed that I think the artwork kind of reflected the small area in which I could work. But then I would take the slide and I'd project it up on paper and I'd recreate it bigger, which, of course, was difficult because since some of these marks were created in such a kind of organic, swishy way with a razor blade, that wasn't the way I could recreate it large. And it was interesting to figure out how to recreate that feeling just with paintbrush and other little things. So I have some of those that I made bigger, and I just love them. It was interesting to find that what was so small could work on a bigger scale. There was one time that I did put it into an art show in Stamford, Connecticut, and I won a prize. It was so sweet. But for the most part, I've sort of, it's just something I do and privately adore.